going to be squeezed to death before I'm married.
I suppose afterward you won't object.
How very indelicate.
Princess Diana!
My goodness, are you entered in this race?
Aren't you discouraged yet?
No. I come of a race of kings, warlike and hardy, who never knew when they were beaten.
And now you expect to marry Prince Ivan?
Snips, experience has taught me to expect nothing, but I can hope, I suppose.
Oh, we all hope. Oh, Lord, what a relief, but these slippers are killing me!
Well, are we all here? Have I any other rivals for the prince's hand?
Only the American girl.
American?
Is she a princess?
Princess? No. But she has millions of those funny little American things they call dollars. So she can become a princess without the least trouble.
But she can't marry Prince Ivan unless she has a royal birth.
American dollars can do anything. Oh, if this American wants a family tree, she will get one proving her descent from Cleopatra, Henry VIII, and Napoleon.
I wish I knew what sort of prince the prince would want.
You'll find that out after he is married.
Does he like the cozy, cuddlesome kind like me?
Or the stately, dignified kind like me?
Or the pale, languishing kind like me?
I only hope he likes artistic shape, that's all.
Oh, this Vivian, what a woman. What beauty, what grace.
Why, Baron Zeppi, raving at your age? And you, Prince Ivan's uncle.
Oh, so I am. If I'm raving, it's because I know Prince Ivan will lose his heart to this Vivian.
Oh, but you forget, the prince must select a bride today. And she must be one of us, a royal princess.
Married or single, all men are slaves to some woman.
I used to think the prince was rather fond of me. He used to sing serenades to me every night, unless it rained.
That means nothing. I used to sing serenades myself. Never meant a word of them.
You?
Why not me? Even I was young once.